This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Back, and we have John W. Springer. We're looking at you again, Greg. He was here yesterday and had to leave after the first segment. He had an emergency that came on, and we want people to understand what's going on here now as we're actually moving very quickly toward a number of major events. The first one is going to be the Grinch who stole Christmas. His name is Joe Biden. And George Soros and Bill Gates of Hell and the vaccine manufacturers, Dasak, et cetera, all these people are the Grinch who stole Christmas. And this year, there's 100 ships off the West Coast. Again, part of the problem is all the collaboration between the unions and the federal government and so on, and be able to move traffic, the actual type paying people to stay home so they can't offload the ships. The lockdowns and the various mandates, and now we have a number of people around the country where luckily they actually are getting growing some intellectual testicles, male and female, by the way, to resist this. Police in Chicago and other cities, firefighters, military personnel, etc., are going to just say hell no to Joe Biden. Joe Biden needs to be removed from office. He should be impeached immediately, along with Kamala Harris. So should this so-called head of the Department of Justice. He needs to be removed after his comments regarding the Loudoun situation. And we should have people like Barack Obama should not have any more ability to have his stupid, ignorant mouth to try to disrespect the people who a husband, a father of a girl who was raped because a child that came into the washroom was a male with a skirt on and raped a girl there. And there were apparently two rapes by this character. And yet they tried to disrespect the parents by saying that the Department of Justice and the FBI are going to persecute parents and they're not going to be able to actually oversee their school boards and so on. Well, that's the end of that. The end of the game, okay? This is not Australia, New Zealand. This is America, people. And people here have had a history of trying to fight for their freedom and their truth. And finally, when they take something away from you, it's like when you have a child who's eating something they like, and you take it away from them, that's when they start screaming, and people are starting to scream now. Now, the wave is starting to spread. And that's the thing that we know, the death knell of the globalists when they're trying to really rush things. By this literally Halloween, I'm nearly less than a week away now, they want to start vaccinating 28 million children to permanently sterilize them and ruin their health. And there's no justification for it at all. None. Zero. If your children are in school, first they pull them out of school permanently. Number two, file to have the money taken away from the school boards to get rid of them. Number three, file pro se litigant actions. Number four, get ready with lethal and non-lethal weapons to protect yourself from a growing army of the attitude of the federal government to bring in, if not Americans, four NATO troops trained in China to actually try to persecute you and take away your guns. Do you realize that when they start the next major event, I expect will be at least an attempt for China to take over Taiwan. To be honest with you, I know that a lot of people are pushing this event, and I talked about it. That's not the major event, and I'll tell you what, the major event is going to be Israel again. Because, and here's several reasons for it. First off, the economy of China is totally dependent on selling stuff to us, and that's all those ships off the West Coast are Chinese-made goods sold to Americans. And without our economy, with their collapsing food supply, they have to buy food from countries around the world. The Chinese country would disappear within a matter of 2 to 3 months. They couldn't buy food, they'd starve to death, okay? Already, 40% of their crops have completely failed. If there was even a minimal war, and there was some great destruction in China, and they already know that the only way they can defeat us is polluting us with toxic drugs like fentanyl and toxic politicians like Joe Biden and toxic policies like everything's open and everything's free and anybody can come here to America. Millions and millions of people can refugee to America. The only way they can defeat America is from the inside, not outside. If they try to do a physical war with America with their advanced weapons, they'd be dead within 12 to 14 minutes. The major cities would be gone. With our allies and our nuclear weapons and so on, to be history. So when people say Taiwan's the next thing, no, it isn't. The next thing is Israel. Israel right now is dying. I have a contact. His name is Dr. Alan Billig, and he is a cranial facial surgeon in Israel. I'm trying to make contacts with him to go through the Israeli government to try to get my EDUCAP. In a way, I'm being very generous. I do not want a free island or an Airstream jet. I want to donate this to their country, and they will simply give me a license them at a very minimal fee. I will also license them for the amount of capsules they need to make, pay me a minimal fee to make the capsules to give their population protection. We also have the EDUCAP Immune, which will be launching as soon as I get the exosomes over to Dr. Truad. He's going to put them in a formula that will include 12 synergistic anti-parasitic, antiviral, antibacterial herbs. They're very powerful. We call it leaves of the tree for the healing of the nations, Revelation 22:2. It contains 84 minerals, so it contains monatomic zinc and silver to kill the virus and block the ACE receptor, quercetin to block the attachment of the sigma-1 receptor, ACE receptor, and vitamin D. And this dropper, you take a dropper under your tongue 3 times a day, and you're all set. And what we're going to be doing is that should be launching, I'm hoping, before Thanksgiving, at the very least by before Christmas, so people will have that self-protection. And we need to immediately start making movements toward impeachment of Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. We need to have the audits across the country. We need to actually kick out all the Chinese communists that are affiliated with our corporations. And we need to start arresting people like George Soros and Bill Gates. Don't just protest out their homes. Arrest them. We need to stop tolerating evil. But why are we tolerated? So I'd like to hear your comments, John W. While we wait for Greg Catton. Go ahead.
Well, first of all, you touched upon Israel, and this is a very key area at this time. And we must also keep in mind that a very significant portion of the Israeli population has been vaccinated, if we may use that term, mainly with Pfizer COVID-19 shots.
Right.
And so a good share of the Israeli population is incapacitated to function effectively at this time, which makes them a little bit more vulnerable than they've ever been in the past, if not considerably more. Any adversaries or enemies of Israel will look upon this as a time of advantage for them to consider the possibility of an attack. Of course, not knowing anything about Israel's arsenal.
Here's the problem. Israel has its own space force called Imagesat. Any nation attacking Israel is facing their doom. Okay? That's fact. They have a separate system even from America. They even have more advanced stuff than even the Iron Dome. We helped to fund it with them, okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm trying to try to see if I can get a hold of Greg Catton, because he was not responding to our studio calling him. Okay, let's see if we get the other number. He's not responding here. Okay, you're trying too, Dan, right? Greg, you're there?
Yeah.
Yeah, we need to call you. We're going to call you at this number, the 830 number, right?
The 830 number is where I'm at today, yeah. I don't always stay in the same location.
Yeah, okay, that's good. That's good. Okay, call the other number, not the 305 number, Dan. He's there. All right? Yeah, that's right. Go ahead and call that number. All right, take care. Okay, so when I hear all the things, for example, I played this clip earlier, that I think the invasion of Taiwan. Let me explain the sequence of events that will happen. A hypersonic cruise missile, we already have anti-missile systems in space that cannot take a cruise missile out. You know that, right?
Yes.
Okay. Number two, the number of missiles that we have compared to either Russia or China, our missiles are far more accurate. In fact, we actually transferred accuracy technology to Russia during the Bill Clinton era, which is part of the deal they made with Russia. At the same time, they transferred a lot of our nuclear.
China, actually, Dr. Diggs.
I know that. It was in China, but China didn't have a large number of missiles. Okay, so the key issue was Russia. Russia couldn't hit the burn side of a barn door, so they had to actually have missiles that have a very large yield, like 50 to 100 megatons. So they would have to hit the side of a continent in order to be able to take out something. Now, after the Bill Clinton era, they actually can hit something within 6 cubic yards. Very, very accurate space-based technology, which we gave to the Chinese and Russians. Now, the problem is that war, basically, nuclear weapons are obsolete. And the reason why they're obsolete is because the primary thing that's going to kill most of the population is starvation. If they hacked into our power grid and decided to knock out our power grid, the 600 nuclear reactors across America would make this place completely uninhabitable for several hundred thousand years. There'll be no food grown here or any ability to even live here. So the Chinese can't attack us on a physical basis either, even a power blackout. So they have to leave infrastructure intact. Now, if they even try to use neutron weapons to kill us, we have actually anti-neutron. We have neutron killing the satellite-based systems and so on. For example, we have a system where we took the launch pads of North Korea off the site. We can actually hit them with space-based neutron-directed weapons that can actually hit the rocket on the launch pad in North Korea and in Pyongyang so that it couldn't even launch. Okay, so the Russians know this and the Chinese know it. So they realize the conventional war is impossible. So here's what they're doing now. They're doing a multi-layer war, which you talk about, the War of Shenzhou. They're invading us with fake politicians, with fentanyl drugs, with the economic devastation of our corporations through things like large corporations like Walmart and Amazon, etc. And small businesses are being crushed by the COVID garbage because there's no need to make a difference between the two. And then eventually they want to make sure that people are kept at home. Then they want the mandates to drive people out of work, so eventually they collapse their economy. And then that collapse, and they
Stop
can actually...
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protecting in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you. Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
People are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, Nutrisilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, PowerC Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com, or call 888-212-8871, bringing nutrition and medicine together. NutriMedical.com.
Richard Eagle, while we're waiting for Greg to come on, another
okay.
Got to remind people about shots that 28 million school children are going to be getting after Halloween until Christmas.
Right.
Because...
none of the people wake up. Here's what's going to happen. We're having what's called the separation of sheep and goats. The goats are the parents that don't give a damn and think that people like Dr. Deagle and you are crazy and we're just like blah, 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 okay? Now, you have to understand, when we stand on... we got Greg now. Sorry, I had made one digit make a mistake there. Greg, we're talking about the issue of both the forced vaccination of children here in America. Now, these vaccines are designed to sterilize them and to go directly to spike proteins that are over in sperm. We're seeing right now Australia and New Zealand have actually fallen, but there's a number of legal challenges. In fact, I have a legal video clip about a legal challenge in New Zealand where it already looks like the Supreme Court's ruled against the governor of New Zealand. There's a number of police and so on are pulling away from the normal police push to subjugate the people of Australia. I think if we actually remove both Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, the first thing we should do is send a special force to Australia to put down actually their own police force. And if those won't surrender to us, then to put them down to actually terminate them. In other words, if they won't let their people go, then we're going to basically go after the police force like they're an enemy force. We also need to make sure that we put a very clear notice to China that any attack on Taiwan will mean immediate nuclear attack on all their major cities, and we'll nuke them to death in a matter of minutes. They won't have more than 12 minutes before they all die. They won't have an hour or 2 hours to wait, okay? It'll be almost instantaneous. And the Chinese want to sell us goods and services. Now, the real issue here is the global reset is to make sure they sterilize us and our children and to make sure that we are so subjugated that we will submit to actually their system to actually have food to eat. So that's why I tell people we need to build a separate economic system, food system, et cetera, which is why I'm working on a food system where you have a little hydroponic, a regular garden, a little generator to generate minerals to go into your food. We want to make sure that little resonant generator is a little radio device you can attach to your phone. And what happens is we want to make sure that we keep ourselves separate from the beast. Right now, the first separation is get your kids the hell out of the school, follow proceed litigant action. Do not let them go to school and be forced vaccinated. Your comments, John.
Absolutely, Dr. Deagle. We cannot afford to send our children to slaughter, basically, because this is what is going to happen in the long run. They'll be sterilized now, and in the next few years, they will start dying off and becoming permanently disabled.
Right.
One comment you made about Taiwan and China I think needs a little clarification. I don't think there's a need to bomb every major city in China, but rather just to focus...
Oh, no, the ones that... You will bomb Beijing, the major city where the communists are, because, to be honest with you, they're teetering. The largest number of new Christians in the world are Chinese. What you need to do is truncate or cut off the head of the beast. And once you cut off the head of the beast, the Chinese people will revolt and immediately become a normal, organic, population to want to vote for people that actually do the good things for the people. Then they can make deals with other countries because they have a large economy to be able to buy food because they're ecologically their country is collapsing. They don't have a food supply.
Yes, but I don't think we even have to nuke because in a space we have devices that you point out.
I agree with you. We have space-based weapons that could take a building out from space, and everybody in the building will die without even peeling the paint from the walls of the building. You know that, right?
Yes.
So we have space-based scalar weapons that could basically, if you're inside Building X and you're all the politicians, bye-bye, you're going to bite the dust and your teeth will hit the floor and you'll break your head off while you actually collapse dead. That's a doornail.
Right. Now, getting back to the schools and the kids, one of our local newspapers here in Orange County had it on the front page, but I don't think people understand exactly... what it's all about. They just assume that this is a wonderful service that's being provided by the federal government to protect their little darlings. And
First off, let's dissect the logic of this. First off, unless you have a serious health problem, any vaccine, if it was a vaccine, these aren't vaccines, would be very minimal help, except for the people with extreme problems, like you're diabetic, or you have cancer, or some other condition. There's absolutely no benefit to be gained, and there's increased risk of cardiovascular incidents, cardiomyopathy, and sterility caused by the vaccines. So there's no risk-benefit ratio, none. So you can't defend it. And the fact the scientists and doctors have come out on this and said, clearly there's no basis for the idea of pushing this. And even Harvard's come out in the last few days saying there's no basis for the idea of pushing vaccines on children. So Joe Biden should be impeached immediately for his criminality in terms of his mandates. He should be removed from office and put in prison, so in a psychiatric prison. So should Kamala Harris, lying hyena Harris. And the people that put them there, the Dominion software and the big tech people that push them, like Bill Gates and of hell and George Soros and so on, should be immediately arrested and put in psychiatric hospitals. Not regular prisons, but a psychiatric hospital where they stay there, and we can put them under mind control and so on because they're so devilish to evil. Now, I believe that we need to do this immediately. We need to stop playing games with the idea, and we don't need a massive, we don't need death and destruction of cities and stuff. We just simply need to do arrests. And you're right, the same thing with China. We can truncate the federal government in China with a minimal force. In fact, the three layers of a force that I know from my special op days are, number one, hit them with scalar weapons to hit specific buildings and people. Number two, you send the special forces to go in and clean up the mess afterward. And number three, you take over control of the communications, which we can do as well. And then the regular population that wants to elect regular people could then take over, and in a matter of weeks, you could actually have a whole new confrontational Chinese government that can still make Christmas toys and other things, and still have an economy, and still buy food from us. For example, our farmers are gaining a lot because they sell food to China. Do people not know that our farmers are doing well because they sell food to China?
Yeah, and Biden, of course, wants the farmers not to grow crops.
And Biden is a menace. The best way to call him is to call him the Grinch in the White House.
Yeah. But, Dr. Deagle, here's another problem we have. The mindset of the average American family nowadays, the parents are more concerned about using the school time for babysitting. They don't want their kids home at that time.
No, that's just one layer. You lump them all together. I'm not a lumper. I'm a splitter, okay? There's different layers. So the first layer is we have very awake people like you and me, let's say 2 to 5%. And that number is growing gradually. Second was called quick adopters. We're now rising that to 50 to 20%. That's why in Loudoun County, after they did the rape of that girl, and they started screaming at the parents that they don't want, this Virginia governor wants to make sure that, that he wants to basically tell the parents to shut the hell up, that they don't have any intake and their children being taught world woke theory and critical race theory. He needs to be removed from office. He shouldn't be a god dog catcher, for God's sake. And the other guy, it's funny, the name of the guy that's going to win and become the new governor, Yang Ken, taking care of your Yang because he's going to take care of your Ken. Isn't that a great name? Yang Ken. Perfect name for a guy who's going to be a new governor.
Yep.
Now I get the number wrong there, so we do have Greg Catton back. He's in a different number now. So we want to hear his comments here. We're during the break, and we'll continue with Greg Catton. Greg, it's good to get you back. Sorry I had the digit wrong somehow. I had my phone record here. Sublingual dropper supplement very soon.
Serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best.
Stay well with NutriMedical every day.
Pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from Nutri. Serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, Nutrisilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, Power C Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Gas prices are rising again around the United States. The AAA national average for regular is past $3.39 a gallon, up a half cent from yesterday. It's been more than 4 weeks since prices fell. The lowest statewide average is $3.02 a gallon in Oklahoma. Gas in California, meanwhile, is up to $4.55 a gallon. Attorney General Merrick Garland in the hot seat. This time he's testifying before the Senate Judiciary Committee. Garland once again asked about instructing the FBI to investigate parents' threats against local school board members.
Who in the Justice Department was responsible for drafting your polarizing October 4th memo?
I signed the memo, and I worked on the memo.
Iowa Republican Senator Chuck Grassley. This is USA Radio News. Democrats appear to be closer on a reconciliation bill.
Senate Democrats have unveiled a plan to tax billionaires as a way to help pay for President Biden's social spending plan. Senate Finance Committee Chair Ron Wyden, the Democrat from Oregon, called the proposal a way to consistently tax billionaires who typically avoid paying annual income taxes. Many Republicans, which have given zero support for the bill, says the American consumers will end up paying for the extensive spending bill. From the West Coast, USA, Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
All options are on the table. That's what the DA in Santa Fe, New Mexico is saying when asked whether Alec Baldwin would be charged in the deadly New Mexico movie set shooting.
If the facts and evidence and law support charges, then I will initiate prosecution at that time.
Santa Fe County Sheriff Udon Mendoza saying officers have interviewed Baldwin, Hannah Gutierrez-Reed, who was the person in charge of the weapons on the set, and the assistant director. This is USA Radio News.
USA Radio News.
This is USA Radio News.
Insulin resistance in muscles can be reversed with dibetylene, biotin plus, and the use of leptin metabolic to lower insulin and leptin resistance in the tissue. We can block the conversion of carbohydrates to sugar with glycemics and reduce the conversion of protein in the liver to sugar through the use of berberstatin. Now, these protocols are very helpful to reduce heart and vascular disease, peripheral neuropathy, and neurodegeneration. Contact us at NutriMedical.com and NutriMedical.com to receive the protocol and expanded therapies, or 888-212-8871. We're available on our show daily from 12 to 3 Pacific Time, 2 to 5 Central, 3 to 6 Eastern, Monday to Friday. And Dr. Bill does consultations to review your case and help you with your condition with a free starter protocol, a call back if you purchased any products, and advanced video
medicine to
soul and teeth, giving I call demonic ideas and possession spirit ideas. So Greg, let's talk solutions now. Go ahead. We're back with Genesis now. Go ahead.
Well, I think what's going to evolve first is, well, down here we call it treque, which is a Spanish word for what in English you refer to as bartering. This kind of phenomenon of people developing alternative systems of exchange are already developing. I may have mentioned this before.
Right.
Okay, I apologize. I have a lot going on here.
Yeah, okay. So, yeah, the bartering. I want to interface bartering, though, with our gold and silver coins and also cryptocurrencies and even other currencies.
So, I'm just letting you know that. I know you may have a dream to do that. It's not going to work. And I'm going to be very specific as to why it's not going to work. It's
right.
Not going to work because what you've had now, let me be specific, is so much fake countering going on, gold coins that have titanium in and everything else, that what I'm seeing here, because, you know, we have a very, very prolific gold and silver exchange system here. It's all over the place. I mean, we have a province in Ecuador. It's called the Provincia de Oro, or the gold province, because there's gold everywhere.
Right.
So this is why the conquistadores had such a great interest in this part of the world, because there is so much gold in the Andes Mountains. But apart from that, I see them saying, look, you give me that gold coin, I'll give you half of the benchmark price for it. Half. Let's put that in Bitcoin terms, which is currently going for 62,000. Like someone saying, look, I don't want your Bitcoin, but I'll give you 30,000. I'll give you half, 30,000. It's being heavily discounted already. And the reason is, one, because there's so much fake metal out there. Two, because it's not, you know, an essential. And people are thinking, well, if I take this exchange, will someone else in return take this coin for something of value?
Oh, okay, I appreciate that. Okay, so
gold and silver is a U.S. and Western here. That's a phenomenon.
Oh, okay. Let me change that thing. Okay, we want different compartments. Some people want to move their currencies from gold or silver or currencies into crypto. Okay, I want that, but I want a separate compartment for exchange. For example, imagine this now: an eBay-style world system is totally encrypted, so you can't charge it or tax it or whatever, just for bartering. And that bartering system allows you to say, I have an avocado fridge here in California, and I'm going to sell my avocados. I want to buy so much, let's say, beef, okay? Or I want to buy so many tomatoes. Or I want so much service to teach my kids at school. What we want to do is a bartering system like eBay, only we can set up a fluctuating set of units so that it actually, the computer system actually manages that. And I'm talking to my tech guy, how we set up what's called a fluctuating unit system for bartering. And I want it worldwide, and I want it totally encrypted. And I want it encrypted in a way that the governments can't hack into it. Now, can you imagine a system like that? Let's say, for example, you're in Ecuador, and your country is on the equator, so you grow lots of good food. Let's say you also want a product from America. Let's say you want a supplement or you want a specific thing. We need a bartering system where you can exchange those. For example, let's say I can give you my supplement, and you can give me so many units of whatever, and I can take those units of whatever, and I can buy something else. Let's say I need to buy lumber because I'm going to build an addition out of my room. Under my house. What we need to have is an eBay-style system that's totally encrypted that allows you to barter that's aside from the currency systems. Now, you can have an interface from that to crypto or other things, and that interface could allow you to have some exchange and bartering back and forth because, as you say, it's like when you go to a market like 1,000 years ago or 500 years ago, and you say, I'm going to offer you this, and you offer me that. You can actually, like you say, gold and silver coins, a lot of them are fake currencies out there with titanium-covered gold, right? Or it's not going to be valuable because you need actually things to survive, right? So what you want is you want something that allows you to exchange currencies and crypto on one hand and then be able to have an interface between that and a barter system.
Right. None of this makes any sense unless you can uproot the inherent contradictions in a lot of these assumptions, and the contradictions are glaring. For instance, we were one of the first countries in the world to have a digital currency. We have the equivalent of Bitcoin here in Ecuador. We have our own digital currency.
Right.
I don't know anybody who owns it anywhere. In mass, the entire population of Ecuador basically told its government, we're not buying it. But let me tell you the underlying reasons. You know, you have all this talk about there being power issues and because of this, Green New Deal and all this, they're chipping away at the ability to supply proper electrical service and internet to people. And that is even more pronounced here because we have more issues with electrical power outages and internet outages and things like that here. Nobody trusts anything digital, period. End of story, end of discussion. Why? Because inherent in the discussion of digital currency having value, there's the hidden assumption that electricity will be a reliable service, internet service will be reliable. If you don't have both a good source of power and good internet connection, then digital means nothing. And there's an inherent problem with the whole plan of the digital order in the sense that they're going to chip away at people's ability to access to.
Let me give you a solution to that, okay? And I'm going to give you a solution in parts, in pieces, because you're helping me think and giving me through God solutions here. Number one, if I'm holding up right now a device that I didn't show earlier to you. It's called the Zolio. Now, these are actually, I bought them $200 a piece, and they're connected by the Iridium satellite system, internet, and cell phones, and so on. So it allows you to have internet communications. Now, what we want to do is I'm talking to my tech guys to have a EMP-proofed, encrypted communication network on peer-to-peer network. In other words, it'll work in New Zealand, it'll work in Ecuador, it'll work anywhere. That's number one. So we need an encrypted peer-to-peer network for communications. Number two, we need a separate, as you say, bartering system. And that bartering system would have to have some kind of fluctuating, like eBay, relative value of currencies. For example, so many pounds of lumber must be equal to so many tomatoes. So you have to have an equivalency thing. So we work out a bartering unit, if you want to call it. And a bartering unit would be fluctuating based on how long it has to be shipped to another place. You could have a shipping rate and also whether or not you can barter the availability of something. So if something's relatively rare, if something's readily available, then you can actually barter on the price. The second thing we need a system is we need to have a system where there are people that are stuck on currencies, okay? And what you want to do is Ecuador isn't because you're kind of a different type of environment. You want to be able to interact with other economies. The way to do that is to have not your own current. Let me finish. Let me finish. You don't want to have your own cryptocurrency. Having a cryptocurrency for a country is no good. It has to be a global cryptocurrency. For example, the ones they have right now, the best system out there, if you look at crypto, is called Kraken. that can convert to regular currencies into Kraken and even to gold silver. Now, the gold silver has to be verifiable. It can't just be with titanium-covered bars or other garbage. But you want a system so that you can take that and say, look, I have so many, let's say, crypto units or whatever, and I want to buy so many tomatoes or so much lumber. You need to be able to move it internationally so that your country, which is very, very local, you can't have a local cryptocurrency. That doesn't work. I agree with you totally. You have to have a global cryptocurrency that can be exchanged for other things, right. And then you can barter between that and your bartering system. You need two separate systems.
It's not going to work. I can go into it with you. I've spent hundreds and hundreds of hours thinking it through. The problem is this, and there is no argument to counter this argument, and my argument is this. You can't create a system of exchange that's based on high-entropy tools and devices and approaches when the elite are doing things that lead us into a low-entropy world. You can't lead us back to the Stone Age and say, hey, everyone's going to prosper with using cryptocurrency. And that's what's happening. There are inherent contradictions. We're headed in
that direction. I totally agree with you. And the thing is, crypto right now, as it exists, for example, on the backbone of a system that can be knocked out in 2024 by satellites, is right. You have to move toward a bartering system. But what you want to do is, in the transition phase, you want people to move where they can actually move their money from crypto to, say, bartering. Let's say, for example, if you have, let's say, a lot of money in crypto, and I have some friends that do that, they need to move it to physical things like, you know, buying land, putting in a well, you're building specific places to survive, because the actual survival period, the key issue is surviving 2 to 2.5 months while the pole shifts. And what's going to happen is the populations that don't have the ability to survive because their internet goes down, their power goes down, their water goes down, they're going to basically cannibalize each other within weeks after the collapse. So you're right. Crypto won't survive, and money won't survive, but bartering will survive if it's kryptonite, if it's basically on a peer-to-peer network. So I agree with you. We need to set up a bartering system like eBay, but it's set up so that anybody in the world can barter for something else. That's a good idea. Your idea of bartering is great. Break here.
My mind telling
right.
me this is very macho.
People are getting like that because their brain's on fire from the shots, that's why.
Yeah.
Big bad behavior amplified by frying their little frontal cortex. The biofilm was an amazing new technology developed by Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com. You can get this amazing new nutraceutical, which is non-toxic for the eye, respiratory tract, or nose, or skin, at NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, or our order line, 888-212-8871. This new technology releases the silver ion to stimulate not only killing pathogens, but stimulates tissue regeneration and stem cell activation. It is thousands of times stronger than any colloidal or ionic silver complex, and with its enzymatic liposomal envelope, delivers it to the target tissues with very small dosages.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
NutriMedical's Power C+ is the greatest important breakthrough in vitamin C technology since Linus Pauling. It is the only neutral pH vitamin C in the world as a calcium, magnesium, potassium, sodium ascorbate salt with bioperin, a black pepper extract, to increase absorption by 40%. When you take Power C+, it helps to alkalinize all the cells of your body instantly, raise the oxygen level and energetic level of cells, suppress cancer and inflammation in your body, and help you fight infections. Power C Plus also helps to build up the collagen in your body, hyaluronic acid in your joints, and the glycosaminoglycans in your joints, as well as to improve healing of any tissue in your body. Power C Plus is very unique at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, where you can order, or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, MycoD2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutriMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871.
Repeat that. So repeat what you just said, because it's very profound what you just said, because they want to crash it, but it's going to be in phases. But my expectation is, if they manage to get this budget through,
it's going to be in phases. It's going to be it's going quickly already, and there's this inherent contradiction. This proves something else I've known for a very, very, very long time.
Right.
You know, evil is resourceful, but evil is rarely intelligent. And
right.
The basic fundamental plans that undergird this whole movement toward a one world order are absolutely rife with inherent contradictions that no one seems to ever bring up or even discuss.
Right.
And they're so glaring, I'm actually shocked by it. You
right.
know, one of the things that Albert Einstein said, he says, the laws of thermodynamics were the most inviolable of all the laws in physics and all the laws anywhere in the universe. And they're really very simple. And it's a very fundamental principle. The law of entropy is really a very fundamental principle. You can't, unless you put energy into a system to sustain it, then it tends to degrade. And the law of entropy, everybody knows the law of entropy if they've had a kid. Tell your kid to clean up his room. The kid doesn't clean up his room. Over time, does the room clean itself? That never happens.
No.
Unless someone actually gets off their ass and gets up and cleans the room, the room only becomes more disorderly and dirty. This is the law. This is the basic fundamental principle of how entropy works. And inherent in this whole movement to the one world order and whatever all the governments of the world are so assiduously working toward as we speak is they're crashing everything with the idea that they're going to be able to use the orderliness of the system they're crashing to support a system of exchange. And it's just not going to work. And I'm seeing it even here in Ecuador, even talking to the indigenous. Because I speak to the people who are the closest to the soil, the closest
right.
to the earth, people who have not been contaminated by all these ideas, who they're not people who wouldn't be able to know what to do with themselves if somehow they lost their iPhone. These people are nothing like that. They're very, very close to the earth. And even they can clearly see what is happening. There is this movement toward trying to harness us all and take advantage of us all and even enslave us even more than we already were, but that requires the use of systems that have support structures that the elite of this world are very actively destroying. And this is
okay.
an inherent contradiction.
Let me give you my little thesis here, and I want you to respond to it. Well, here's what I expect is going to happen. Joe Biden is trying to get this giant budget through, and you see it in other countries. And what they're doing is, at the same time, they're actually firing people by mandates and so on. So they actually degrade the military, the police, and the firefighters, and so on. So the idea is, the first thing I expect to happen is that the U.S. dollar is going to drop relative to, say, cryptocurrencies. So a lot of people are moving their money into crypto for that reason, or gold and silver. We see that already. All the advertisements all over the TV and everything is doing that. Now, a lot of people, some people like us, are prepping. We're actually putting our value into prepping, food, water, preparations for collapse. Because when a collapse happens, none of this money is going to be of any use at all. But if you have an encrypted system for bartering, that's a different deal. That means you can have an encrypted bartering system that has some kind of fluctuating unit system. You can then actually barter for things back and forth. and you could potentially have some kind of exchange system where you can interface with currencies as it transitions, because there's going to be, I call it, transition phase between now and the next 2.5 years. More and more people are going to wake up and realize, hey, I haven't prepped, I don't have backup power for my home, so I want to get solar or I want to get some other technology. I'm working, for example, to get the inventor of this basic system that was developed that I federated from my classified sources that takes the Schumann resonance of the Earth and generates power right from it. So you literally have a Schumann resonance responder that picks up the Schumann resonance generator of the Earth and turns it into electricity. We need to have a system where we can create food. I'm generating a system where you can actually put it below your plants, whether it's hydroponic or regular, and it'll generate a resonant field, and then if you add the right minerals, you get superfood, right? We need to have a system where we start separating from the world with encrypted bartering, encrypted currency, self-protection, both lethal and non-lethal. I have what we call four of the special military-grade pepper oil guns, but I also have lethal weapons. But I want people to have one that we're building with my technicians so that if you have this, you can knock people down and we'll kill them, that they can't invade you. So we need to have a system where we have to have a system that still allows communication. That's why I held up my Zolio, so that you can still communicate. Even in Ecuador, you need to be able to send text messages or email or contacts. Besides just that, and you may have to be able to communicate with other countries besides Ecuador. Yes, you guys are self-sustaining because you're on the equator, but when the pole shift happens, you're going to be shoved southward, but probably around 1,700 miles, at least. And that means it's going to be a different climate after this pole shift happens. Now, you have to be ready for that. The fact is, Americans aren't ready for much of the southern United States, like Louisiana and so on, will be underwater. Or much of the geography change, and even the pole shift is going to cause a major change in places like Canada, where most of Canada is going to be completely different. And much of Russia and China will be inside the Arctic Circle. So right now, there's a, if you want to call an equatorial, an environmental collapse of food supply in China. So they don't have an economy, they can't support their people. So I agree, it's extremely unlikely that they're going to attack Taiwan. They want to see if they can collapse America so that they can, in a sense, take over Taiwan one way or the other, rather than collapse it. And the second thing is, I agree with you, just doing direct, you know, cryptocurrencies alone in a nation is stupid. It has to be global, it has to be encrypted, and maybe we have our own encrypted system that allow it to interface with bartering. But it has to be a system set up so it's not local to one country. It has to be one thing that's global. So if I want to buy something and I'm in Southern California, I can buy something in Ecuador and you can buy something for me, and we can do an exchange system, whether it's physical things or services. We can exchange it through an exchange system that allows us to have international exchange by bartering.
Okay, how does that work if transport has crashed, which is they're in the act of doing right now? Ideal every day, without exception, 7 days.
That transport's only crashed in certain aspects. For example, already, there's always ways of getting things transported. For example, in Florida, they're opening up, there's lots of seaports and lots of boats. For example, China's totally dependent on selling us stuff. So if they have to, they'll bring their cargoes through the new ports across the Panama Canal. Now they have a new canal they're supposed to open up, I think, next year. And that canal will open, I think it's across to Nicaragua, that allows much wider than the Panama Canal, and it's going to allow them to bring ships directly into the Atlantic Ocean. So what you're seeing here basically is a restructuring of society, not the collapse. The way that they're trying to do this, and they're in a very quick timeline, the globalists, they know there's an event going to happen in 2024, and they're panicking because if they don't get control of us, we may interfere with their survival when they go to their underground cities. And what they want to do is they want to sterilize us and kill most of us off with things like the virus is very mild. They didn't want a strong virus because they tried it in 2004, and the SARS and coronaviruses they launched actually were so lethal they couldn't create a pandemic. You need a mild virus, you want to. The real pandemic is the fear pandemic, and the vaccines, which are killing 8 times more people than the virus. So the real issue is when they have mandates and try to force us to vaccinate and they won't allow alternative treatments, they don't want people to survive. They don't want people to start bartering. They don't want people to actually start preparing with lethal and non-lethal technology and having
little
groups of homes.
Is that like they can do anything about it? I mean, I went to a seed bank here recently, and I was talking to the owner of the seed bank, and you know, I told him what I was looking for, what I wanted, the different strains I was looking for. His first question was, "What strains do you have to exchange? What do you have in exchange?" So I just buy it. Just tell me what the price is, and I'll buy it. He says, "I'm not selling it to you for money. I don't want your money. I want to know what seeds you have."
Oh,
now,
wow!
I understand you. Yeah, And I understand you can say, oh, yeah, you could, because you live, you know, you live among indigenous people, you live among... That's, that same kind of sentiment is going to spread because people have had it with the fakeness. They've had it with fiat currencies. They've had it...
I totally agree with we see the lies, for example, the Biden administration...
When we talk about crypto, we never talk about the fact that, oh, yes, it's decentralized, we're going to use... you know, we're going to use a chain, you know, blockchain, all this. But there's always someone that originates and always someone's behind it. You don't know who's actually sticking extra coins behind the back door and actually diluting the crypto.
Let me explain. Let me explain.
Trust.
Yeah.
Yeah, but this is what you don't know what I'm talking about, Bill.
Yeah.
Inherent in the belief in crypto, I don't care what the hell you call it, inherent in a discussion of crypto is the inherent assumption that everything is on the level.
I totally agree. Let me explain what I'm trying to tell you. People run to crypto. I'm not into crypto. People run to crypto to get away from dollars. But the crypto itself is also eventually a death wish. You're right. The issue is eventually you're going to get back to a system where you can barter, but you want a bartering system where you can create bartering units. And eventually that bartering units might even come down to verifiable silver, gold, or other aspects. But you need a transitional thing from the current system, which we have, into where people can still buy and sell. For example, when China buys stuff, they use their, you know, they have our Federal Reserve currencies and so on. So we need a transitional system because you're right. There's going to be the death of the crypto and the death of the dollar and other currencies because they're tied to the banks and the people that make the crypto themselves and the algorithms. You're right. But the issue is...
The unspoken assumption is no one talks about social capital. Any kind of medium of exchange, be it crypto... a certain currency, a certain paper money, anything. Any form of undifferentiated medium of exchange, money, what we call money.
Or even, even gold or silver.
Yes. Created in that is the assumption there's a certain level of honesty involved in it.
Exactly. And what That's we what we have found.
We have a complete crash. What the vaccine phenomenon is doing, it's crashing more so. Look. Before COVID ever started, I put out a newsletter on January 2020. This is the month before really COVID started to become on people's radar screen.
Right.
And the title of the article I wrote was Medical
Nutritional Requirements in One Quick Delicious Drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. Nutramedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family. Whole family. Support. Try our great tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family. Like NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
One capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill, MD, discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Strength, because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill, MD, discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
COVID-19 coronavirus is a serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, Nutrisilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, PowerC Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled N-U-T-R-I Medical.com, or call 888-212-8871, bringing nutrition and medicine together. NutriMedical.com.